Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Kathopanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
वायुर्यथैको भुवनं प्रविष्टो रूपं रूपं प्रतिरूपो बभूव एकस्तथा सर्वभूतांतरात्मा रूपं रूपं प्रतिरूपो बहिश्च. एयर, व्हेन इट एंटर्स इनटू द यूनिवर्स, अस्यूम्स द फॉर्म्स ऑफ द ऑब्जेक्ट्स दैट इट परवेड्स. एवरीथिंग इन द वर्ल्ड इज पोरस. एयर परमिएट्स एवरीथिंग. इन द सेम वे the immortal self of all beings, though one, assumes different forms and abides in them. It's a similar allegorical expression. Just like air is everywhere, you don't see it. And yet different forms show the function of air. You look at the tree, it's dancing, shaking, you know, the air is there. But what's the shape of the air? While you are watching the tree, that's the shape of the air. It is dancing. It has no legs, but it is dancing. It is swirling. In the same way, all names and forms of this universe are dancing, swirling, sustained by the Divine Self. Suryo yatha sarva lokasya chakshu nalipyate chakshushai vahya doshai एकस्तथा सर्वं सर्वभूतांतरात्मा न लिप्यते लोक दुःखे न बाह्य. द सन इल्यूमिन्स दिस यूनिवर्स एंड इज अनअफेक्टेड बाय द डिफेक्ट्स ऑफ द आईज ऑफ वेरियस क्रीचर्स. इन द सेम वे द इमॉर्टल सेल्फ ऑफ ऑल बीइंग्स इज वन एंड ऑल परवेडिंग and is unaffected by the miseries of the world. Simple illustration is given. The sun illumines the universe. Different people look at the sun in different ways. Owls, if you ask them, they don't believe in the sun. And different creatures look at the sun in different ways. But all their different experiences have nothing to do with the sun. Sun continues to illumine in the same way. Pure consciousness continues to shine like the sun. But your experience is gripped by mind. Mind in different states. Mind conditioned by different type of vasanas, subtle desires and impressions. This mindset is your vision, your eye. And pure consciousness is seen through your conditioned mind in a limited way. All experiences in the world are pure consciousness being experienced in a limited way through the conditioned mind. But even though all souls that are in ignorance experience the self in a limited way, but the self remains untouched, unaffected. Majority view doesn't count. Implying majority. Look at the sun and they describe the sun is up there. Don't look at it. It'll burn your eyes. Look at all the panorama created by the sun. I'm just enhancing. The idea is that different people have different ways of looking at the sun. Different souls have different ways of experiencing who they are. The world experienced by people, everyone experiences according to his or her karmic process. All those experiences are refractions of consciousness. They are all illumined by consciousness. But consciousness that is passing through layers of illusion. So at deepest level, you are not the ego self. When you look in a bucket of water, you see a reflected sun in a predicament. If the water has been shaky, the sun is shaky. The water is muddy, you don't see its luminosity. And different buckets bring the sun in different conditions. But the reality behind every reflected sun, reality behind every jiva, individual soul, is I am the sun. As such, all reflections are me. Of course, that's no reason. Sun has no reason to assert that. But statement is given for limited mind, for individual aspirant to understand. Therefore, just as the sun is unaffected by all types of illuminations, lots of rainbows, shimmering ocean, colorful clouds, all these are due to the sun. But that sun is completely untouched by all. In the same way, all your experiences in intellect level, in your mental level, in your level of your senses, all your experiences emanate from the self. But that self, like the sun, is unaffected, untouched. So deep down you are unaffected by all the miseries of the world. As ego I am, you are subject to karmas. As I am the self, you are ever free. Shuddhosi, buddhosi, niranjanosi. Ever free, ever enlightened. The I am, that am I. That's the declaration that comes in all religions of the world. Eko vashi sarvabhutantaratma, ekam rupam bahudhayah karoti, tat tamatmastham yenu pashyanti dhira, tesham sukham shashvatam netaresham. The divine self is one, the controller of all living beings. Again, all need to be understood. The absolute reality is one without a second. But as long as you are experiencing the world through limited mind, you have to understand that Brahman, through Maya, I have to just repeat again, Brahman has a magical power, is latent in Brahman. That magical power is Prakriti. Sattva predominating Prakriti is called Maya. Brahman through Maya plays the role of Ishvara, God. Brahman through Rajas predominating Prakriti, Avidya, plays the role of countless souls, Jivas. Through Tamas predominating Prakriti, Brahman expresses himself in the form of all the elements, subtle elements to begin with, and the subtle elements turn into grosser elements through a process of combination. Permutation. The entire universe has expressed as a magic show. So that Brahman, in the absolute state, he is absolutely one. Now, as long as you are experiencing the world, from a relative point of view, he is the controller of all living beings. Not a single person will experience anything without God's will behind it. No one experiences anything just because of a sheer chance. The world is not discordant, even though it may seem. All troubles seem to come by accident. But there is no accident. Whatever happens to the waves, ocean is always sustaining all the waves. That's just a simile. Whatever happens in the world is sustained by God. And every soul is being led by God's presence. at every moment. You eat, you can't digest it. You don't even know where your liver is. But God goes on doing all those things. Minutest detail. You take your medicine, put your mouth. You don't know what it is. But God knows its property. Where it should go. And I'm just making a big joke out of it. But the point to understand that you are living in a world that is governed by God's intelligence. God is omniscient, omnipotent. Nothing is impossible for him. In no circumstance or situation can you say God has faltered here. And in no situation or circumstance can you say God didn't know this. He was just dozing off. The indweller in all heart, he is the knower of your heart, implying you don't know your heart. What you know is very little. And that also what you know, because you are just a little spark of God. As you come closer and closer to God, you are getting deeper and deeper into your heart. And ultimately, you and God are one. And your heart becomes transformed into God himself. Hrithayam. God is the heart. Heart, you have to figure out what it is. Don't ask the medical people. He manifests his own non-dual form into the multiplicity of the world process. Heart, at heart level, Brahman alone is pure consciousness. But through mind, intellect, senses, the same Brahman has expressed in the form of experiencing the multiplicity of the world process. So in spite of the multiplicity of the world, in spite of your limitations of your body, mind and senses, you have the ability to become aware at your heart level. That's the purpose of a spiritual movement. You go deeper and deeper. And as you go deeper and deeper, your life in external world becomes spiritually enriched. But that comes like a secondary detail. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. That's your primary purpose. Go deep, deeper and deeper, who am I? And realize that I is not the ego. As you shake off your ego and begin to be drawn to the magnet of the I am, then all the multiplicity of the world is transcended. You become like the sky. The multiplicity of clouds don't matter, unaffected. That state is eternal bliss. Whoever has achieved that heart level and revelation of I am that, such a person enjoys eternal bliss. But as long as you are distant from your heart, you are identified with a fictitious ego. Led by ego, you are in a world of duality, world of multiplicity, a world that has no beginning, no end. This is the picture of Brahmagyan, and that has to enter the mind again and again and again in many ways. That's the sacred purpose of life. When it is well comprehended by you, your ego melts. God's eternal presence becomes the source of your inspiration. Your life becomes like a river, singing a song of union, and communicates with the ocean. And having become united with the ocean, it continues to flow on without emotion. And with this, I will conclude. Om Shanti Shanti.